بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى الفصل الثاني. الفصل الثاني. The second chapter and portion of this work. So he mentions رحمه الله في ذكر الأمور التي يستمد منها الإيمان. With regards to mentioning the affairs which al-Iman is derived from, which the Iman is derived from. This is a very important chapter, as he will mention رحمه الله. He says وهذا فصل عظيم النفع والحاجة بل الضرورة ماسة إلى معرفته والعناية به معرفة واتصافة معرفة واتصافة. So he says that this is a tremendous chapter, a great chapter, with great benefit, and likewise a great need. This chapter here and this issue is a great affair, and the benefit likewise is tremendous, and the need, meaning the need that people have for this knowledge and the application of this knowledge likewise is tremendous. He says rather it's a dire necessity. Rather there is a dire necessity to understand this chapter, to have knowledge of this chapter, and to have concern and care with regards to this affair. The type of care that consists of knowledge and also application. Ma'rifatan wa tisafa. That a person, he will know these affairs and then he'll be described with them. Meaning an application. So he says, وَحِيمُهَلَّا وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ هو كمال الأبدي وبه ترتفع درجاته في الدنيا والآخرة. This is because al-Iman, it is the perfection of the slave, the perfection of the person, the perfection of the human being. Yani that means for a human being, for a person, a male or female, to reach human perfection, to be the best in this life and the hereafter, then this is only by way of al-Iman. And in this manner, his rank and status is raised in this life and the hereafter. وهو السبب والطريق لكل خير عاجل وآجل. And it is the means and it is the way to obtain every good. And he hastened and likewise delayed every good, meaning in this life now and also in the hereafter. ولا يحصل ولا يقوى ولا يتم إلا بمعرفة ما منه يستمد وإلى ينبوعه وأسبابه وطرقه. So he says, and it's not possible to have faith, and it's for the faith to be obtained, and nor for it to be strong, nor can it be complete, except by knowing where it is derived from, except by knowing the source that it is derived from, and knowing the spring, its spring, and yambur is literally a spring where the water proceeds from the ground, the source of the water proceeding from the ground, and he likening this affair of faith, and where it's derived from, in this manner, it's flowing. Where does it flow from? Where does it come from? Where does it proceed from? And where is the source of this great blessing, the blessing of faith? And likewise, the means and the reasons to obtain it, the means and the reasons and the ways and avenues to obtain faith, to obtain faith. So this is a great benefit that the author, he is going to touch on now. And it's very suitable with regards to that which has preceded after clarifying the definition of faith and its interpretation and clarification of its meaning. And what is intended by al-Iman al-Shar'i, and he ends the legislation. And closing that chapter with the mention that the Iman, it increases and decreases. The Iman, it increases and decreases. So therefore now it's very suitable to mention the affairs that are the sources for the faith and the means for the increase of the faith. And the source where the faith is derived from and the means for the faith to increase. If the faith any increases, then one will say, what are the means to increase the faith? If the faith can become stronger, what are the means to strengthen the faith? And likewise, if there are affairs that could weaken the faith and bring deficiency to it, what are they likewise? So therefore, a believer, he would want to know the definition of faith, no doubt, and the reality of that, and to have the faith, and likewise to care for the faith and concern for it. And this means to know how to cultivate it and to raise it, how to keep it and maintain it and cultivate it and to raise it, and to increase it. And to increase it. And likewise, this requires for a person to know the affairs that are contrary to that, that conflict with that, and that will decrease it or weaken it. And he will learn that which would increase it in order to perform that. in order to follow that, and to know those ways to follow them, and to know the affairs that will weaken the faith and bring deficiency to the faith, in order to avoid them, and stay away from them. All of this in preservation of the faith, and preservation of the tree. The tree requires a caretaker. The tree requires a caretaker. If it's left alone, maybe it can be overcome, as we have seen with the weeds and insects and the likes like this, or the weather. But if it's taken care of properly, then it will flourish and it will grow. So this is the reality of the tree of faith. The author, he says, وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ قَدْ جَعَلَ لِكُلِّ مَطْلُوبٍ سَبَبًا وَطَرِيقًا يُوْسِرُ إِلَيْهِ. And Allah, he has made for everything that is sought after and requested, everything that someone would hope to have and look for, Allah, he has made a way for that. Allah, he has made a means for that and a way for that. Yani, that leads to it. Allah Azza wa Jal, for everything that someone hopes to have or seeks after, he has made means to obtain that and a way to obtain that, a way that will lead to that. And this is the case. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no doubt the issue of al-iman, it is, as has preceded, minnatun ilahiyya. Minna ilahiyya. Wahiba rabbaniyya. It is a divine blessing and grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But likewise, there are means. Likewise, there are means to obtain it and to keep it safe and to keep it strong and to cultivate it. Just as the food and the provision is a blessing from Allah, and the clothing and the shelter and the vehicles and the likes like this is a blessing from Allah. But we all know with certainty that there are means to obtain those blessings, legislative means that are allowed to obtain those blessings. And likewise, when one is hungry or thirsty, the way to fulfill that, or the one he has desires and the likes like this, the ways to fulfill that need, yani there is a means that is legislated, yani in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, the universal decree, and likewise in his legislation, in his deen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer, he has to take the means to fulfill these needs. Likewise, the affair of faith and the issues in the deen. Likewise, knowledge. Also knowledge is a great blessing from Allah and a favor, and it's from the provision of Allah Azza wa Jal. But there are means to obtain it. There are means to obtain it. It comes from Allah. It's a divine blessing, but in order to obtain that one, he must take the path to obtain the knowledge and the means to obtain the knowledge. So this is the case, and this is what he's mentioning. Everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made a means for that. The means to obtain and achieve everything that one seeks after, and that one hopes to have or hopes to avoid, likewise, and stay away from. Allah azza wa jal, he has made means for that. He has made means for that in a way that leads to that. So therefore, with regards to iman, he says, "What iman wa a'zamul matalib wa ahamuha wa amuha." And as for iman, al-iman is the greatest thing that is sought after. It is the greatest thing that is hoped for, and the most important of those affairs. Likewise, and the most general and inclusive, and the most general, yani, and encompassing, and yani, from the benefit of al-iman. وَقَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَوَادَّ كَبِيرَةً تَجْلِيبُهُ وَتُقَوِّهِ. And Allah, he has made sources and means, great means for it. Great means that will bring it about and will strengthen it. Great means that will bring it about and will strengthen it. Yani means, yani meaning affairs that will nourish it and cultivate it. That will nourish it and cultivate it. كَمَا كَانَ لَهُ أَسْبَابٌ تُضْعِيفُهُ وَتُوَهِيهِ. Just as there are also means that will weaken the faith and bring deficiency to it. That will weaken the faith and bring deficiency to it. So this is from the most important of affairs, especially for a person of faith, the one who is concerned with his religion, and he hopes to die upon faith and die upon al-Islam and die upon al-Iman, rather in the best state, that he should know these affairs, how to strengthen his faith and preserve it, and likewise the issues that will weaken it and bring deficiency to it, or could even invalidate it. So the author, he says, وَمَوَادُّهُ أَلَّتِي تَجْدِبُهُ تُقَوِّيهِ أَمْرَانِ مُجْمَلٌ وَمُفَصَّلٌ. So he mentions here, and the sources of nourishment that bring about the faith and strengthen it are two affairs. Any of the sources and the means and the ways for strengthening the faith, for bringing about the faith and strengthening the faith are two affairs. Two affairs. He says, مُجْمَلٌ وَمُفَصَّلٌ. In general, any affairs that are general and affairs that are detailed. So we look at it from this aspect. A believer, he wants to increase his faith. He wants to strengthen in his iman, in his relationship with Allah, with his obedience to the Lord of the worlds, with his compliance to the command of Allah, and application of the commandments, and avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. He wants to be steadfast on the sunnah. He has this in his heart. He has this intention. He's hoping, now, how can I do this? What are the means for this? And what will be the means to aid me upon that way? He's saying now, the answer for this is two affairs. One of them is general, and the other one is detailed. One of them is general, and the other one is detailed. So he says, أَمَّا الْمُجْمَلْ فَهُوَ التَّدَبُّرُ لِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ الْمَتْلُوَّةِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَتَأَمُّلُ لِآيَاتِهِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ عَلَى اخْتِلَافِ أَنْوَاعِهَا عَلَى اخْتِلَافِ أَنْوَاعِهَا وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي خُلِقَ لَهُ الْعَبْدُ والأمل بالحق فجميع الأسباب مرجعها إلى هذا الأصل العظيم فجميع الأسباب مرجعها إلى هذا الأصل العظيم. So he says, as for the general means to bring about the faith and to strengthen it. As for the general means to bring about the faith and to strengthen it, then this is to ponder and to reflect over the signs of Allah. To ponder and reflect over the signs of Allah that are recited. And the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, the ayat al-matluwa, he says, the ayat that are recited. The word ayat is the plural of ayah. Ayatun wa ayat wa ayun. And this means literally sign or proof or evidence or verse. And the likes like this. An ayah, a verse from the Quran is called an ayah for this reason, because it is a sign and a proof. And an evidence, and is a verse, and likewise from the book of Allah, but it's a sign of the greatness and the majesty of Allah, and a proof and an evidence of the truthfulness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's called an ayah like this. And all of the prophets and messengers, they were sent with ayat that were a clarification and a proof and evidence to the truthfulness of their call, and that they were prophets sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. And the greatest prophet, he had the greatest ayah, and that is this book that is recited, and that has ayat matluwa, and that is recited until the day of judgment, subhanallah. And this is what he's saying, that the general means to have faith and to increase in faith is to reflect upon these verses, to reflect upon the verses of the Quran. And he says, al ayat atadabburu li ayati llahi al matluwa min al kitabi wa sunnah, that to ponder over the recited signs and verses of Allah azza wa jalla, evidences and proofs that are found in the book and in the sunnah. So first and foremost, the verses of the Quran is what is being intended here. But likewise, there are ayat and signs and evidences in the sunnah as well. The truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarified in the sunnah. And there is a detailed chapter with regards to both of these affairs. The author, he will mention them. So he says, وَتَأَمُّلُوا لِآيَاتِهِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ, and likewise to ponder and to reflect upon the universal signs with their different and all their different types, and all the different types, and to be diligent to understand and to realize the truth that a person was created for, and to apply that truth, yani after having known that and found that and learned that, then to comply to that and apply that. And he says, rahimahullah, and all of the means to strengthen the faith and to maintain the faith, and to nourish and cultivate the faith, they all return back to this great principle here. Pondering and reflecting upon the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal are two types. Al-ayat al-matluwa. Al-matluwa. Al-ayat al-matluwa. Al-shar'iyya. The legislative signs that are recited, referring to the revelation. The revelation of the Quran first and foremost, but likewise the revelation of the Sunnah. There are signs here, signs of the greatness of Allah, and the authority of Allah, and the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah, and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His majesty, and His right to be worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who ponders over these verses like this. And pondering over the Quran in general, it encompasses these affairs. Because to ponder over the Quran means to ponder over the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, and what Allah, He has intended in this revelation, and what He orders, and to ponder over the verses and the meanings of the verses. To ponder and to reflect and to think deeply, striving to understand the meanings of those verses. And also included in pondering over the Quran is to ponder over what the Quran calls to ponder over. And this is al-ayat al-mashhuda, al-kawniya, the universal signs that are witnessed, the universal signs. So pondering over the Quran in this manner, the legislative signs and the signs that are recited, one he will ponder. Likewise over the Sunnah, any of the meanings of these affairs, the meanings of these verses and the meanings of these narrations and these ahadith, the meanings of the adhkar and the glorification of Allah in the morning and the evening and in the prayer and the likes like this. To ponder over these affairs and to reflect upon them as a means to increase in faith. Likewise, the Quran and as well in the Sunnah calls the people to ponder over the creation directly. And so pondering over the Quran, one will strive to understand the words of the Quran, and the Quran will call him to look into the creation, to look into himself, to look into the environment around him, to look into the sun, into the moon, into the stars, into the night, into the day, and to look into these affairs in the creation, and to realize that this recitation is from the Lord of the worlds, the one who created this creation. That this recitation that's calling me to ponder over this creation is the recitation revealed from the Lord of this creation. This is then the issue that he is referring to, rahimahullah. So then this means that the faith will increase, but it's not sufficient simply to ponder. He's saying, yani, this is the first stage, to ponder and to reflect. And also, yani, in this pondering and what one is hoping to obtain, yani, and to reach, is that he will be able to understand the reason, the true reason why he was created. So also from the things that a believer he will reflect upon is his purpose in life. Also from the things that a believer he will reflect upon and he will remember often is his purpose in life. What is he doing here? Why is he breathing? Why is he alive? Why is he coming and going? And what is the wisdom behind the creation of the heavens and the earth? And why are there is there prosperity at times and other times there's poverty? And why are some days full of delight and joy and other days are sad and hard and difficult? And why are some people raised and others lowered and the likes like this? And why is there life and death? Allah, he answered this question in his Quran in more than one place. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So the answers, we all know these answers, but this is something now, alhamdulillah, we know the answers to these affairs. But what is intended now is that a believer, he'll reflect upon this. That this, he will not become heedless about this. This is something that he thinks about, his life and his existence. And likewise, the life and the existence around him. And this is from the means to increase in faith. He said after that, yani, after realizing that and achieving this reality, okay, now he knows, I was created to worship Allah. I'm a slave of Allah. Allah created me to test me with commandments and prohibitions, to see what I love him more than I love this creation, to see if I will fulfill the rights of the Creator, even though I'm tried with this delightful creation. And that I'm promised if I do that and I show preference to the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he has promised me that which no eye has ever seen. From the affairs, it's not even found in this life, something greater than that. Nor has it ever been heard or even crossed the mind of a person, and greater than all of that, a believer, he will see his Lord, and he will hear the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, yani in the paradise. So this is the promise. A believer, now that he knows this, and he realizes this, now he has to apply that, in this manner, he's saying, and these are three general steps he's making now. If we summarize this brief paragraph, it's very brief already in itself. We can summarize it again. And it, because he's saying, فَجْمِيعُ الْأَسْبَابِ مَارُجِيعُهَا إِلَى هَذَا الْأَصْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. All of the rest of the means to increase the faith and avenues and ways, they go back to this principle. So what is this principle? To summarize it, it is to reflect on the signs of Allah. The signs of Allah that are recited. The signs of Allah in his revelation, which is found in Al-Quran. Wa as-sunnah. And likewise the signs of Allah in his creation and his universe and his creation, which is everything that is around us. So this is the first step. And then likewise to reflect and to be diligent to understand and to know why a person is created. And his purpose in life. Why he was created. And then after he realizes the truth of that, to apply that truth, to abide by that truth, and to work by that. So then a person, he has to reflect over these signs to reach truth. It will bring him to the truth and to the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is al-malik al-haq. He is al-malik al-haq subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the true king. And that this creation was not created yani without a purpose. This creation was not created without a purpose. Rather, there's a trial and there's a test. And we're tested with prohibitions and with commandments, with obligations. and we're tested with obligations and prohibitions, commandments and prohibitions and the likes like this. We're tested with our eyes and our hands and our feet. We're tested with our eyes and our hands and our feet, with our hearts. This is the point of test. There are commandments. For this reason, Allah, He revealed revelation. He sent messengers. He sent messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and we are going to die and go back to Him, and He's going to hold us to account. And there is a day of recompense and retribution. A day of recompense and judgment and retribution. A person who will see his deeds. So this is why we were created for. The one who ponders over these signs, this is what will bring him to. The one who ponders over these signs, this is where he will get to. If he any adheres ala ma'rifati al-haq alladhi khuliqa al-'abdu lahu aw khuliqa lahu al-'abdu, and this is what he will reach. Now after that, what should he do in order for his faith to increase? Al-'amalu bil-haq, to apply that, to abide by that. The one who believes that he's created and he has a creator and he's going back to him, and that there's a revelation that contains guidance, and the reality of that guidance is beneficial knowledge, clarifying that which is beloved to Allah from statement and action and creed and deed, and that there are likewise in that guidance there is clarification that which is detestable to Allah from creed and statement and action and deed, and the likes like this. And then there's a test with regards to that, and there are angels who are inscribed who are inscribing that and taking that down and writing that. And that a person, he has a portion of in this life where he's tried, and then that his time is up. And then his time is up. So the one who remembers this, and remember, he's going to go back to Allah. He's going to see his deeds. He's going to be held accountable. That he's threatened with the fire. That there's a possibility he may be from the people of the fire. But although he's hoping to be from the people of paradise. And he, so in this manner, it will cause him to work. And in this manner, he will increase in faith. This is the general understanding. We understand this? In this manner, he would increase in faith. He would increase in faith because he's working upon faith. He has knowledge now, which is the foundation of faith. Knowledge of the greatness of Allah and his tawheed. Knowledge of the authenticity of the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowledge of the affairs around him, indicating this. Proofs after proof. Recited proofs and witness proofs after proof. After proof after proof. Then becomes firm, and now he knows that this is the reality. This is why I'm alive. This is why I'm created. I'm going to be held accountable. I'm going to die and be placed in the grave. Angels are going to raise me and set me up and ask me, who is my Lord? And what is my religion? And who is your prophet? What did you say about that man who was sent to you? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this. So now the one who remembers these affairs and moves based upon that, and according to that, this is all faith. And his faith will increase now. And his faith will increase now. He says, وَأَمَّا التَّفْصِيلِ, as for the detailed means, the detailed means, he says, فَالْإِيمَانُ يَحْسُرُ وَيَقْوَى بِأُمُورٍ كَثِيرًا. He said, as for the detailed means, then al-Iman, sincere and true faith, it is obtained and strengthened by many affairs. It is obtained and strengthened by many affairs. And there are a number of affairs that will nourish the faith and cultivate the faith and strengthen the faith and keep the faith strong and clean and pure. He says, number one, منها بل أعظمها معرفة أسماء الله الحسنى الواردة في الكتاب والسنة والحرص على فهم معانيها وتعبد لله فيها وتعبد لله فيها والحرص على فهم معانيها وتعبد لله فيها. So he says that the first detailed, and he means the means which is coming in detail now, the first one, rather the greatest of them, is to know the names, is to know the beautiful names of Allah, is to know the beautiful names of Allah which have come in the book and the sunnah, which have come in the Quran and in the sunnah, and to be diligent to understand them. And to be diligent to understand them, and then to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla according to what this requires. And then to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla according to what this requires. Again, we see a number of affairs. To have knowledge of the names, the beautiful names of Allah. And from that is to know that every name indicates an attribute. An attribute. So, and he's summarizing here, but what is intended, al-asma al-husna wa sifat al-ula. Any of the beautiful names and lofty and perfect attributes. This is any of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is intended, that which has come in the book and in the sunnah. And then to be diligent to understand them. To learn what they mean. To learn the meanings of those names and what that requires from a person who believes in those names and believes in those attributes. And likewise to worship Allah and to submit to Him accordingly. And based upon that belief, that is derived from these names. So he says, فَقَدْ ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ عَنْهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ 99 اسْمًا مِئَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. So he said, verily it has been affirmed in a Sahihain from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said that indeed Allah, he has 99 names, 100 minus 1. That indeed Allah, he has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever made ihsa of them, then he went to paradise. Some of the wordings it has come, man hafidhaha, man hafidhaha, whoever memorized them. But we put them together, and the Shaykh is going to explain what is intended here. What does it mean to make al-hifd, what ihsa? And man ahsaha, literally al-ihsa means to numerate something, to count something to its very last number. This is what it means linguistically, but that's not what is intended here. What is intended here, the Shaykh is going to say, أَيْمَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَفَهِمَ مَعَانِيَهَا وَاعْتَقَدَهَا وَتَعَبَّدَ لِلَّهِ بِهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالْجَنَّةُ لَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So the Shaykh, he says, meaning what it means here, whoever made ihsa of these names, he will enter paradise, meaning the one who memorized them, and he understands their meanings, and he believes in them. The one who memorized them, he knows these names. He knows the names. He memorized these names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he understands their meaning. These are the steps, yani the keys for success. It's not simple just to memorize Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, like this, and just and to Al-Aziz, Al-Qawi, Al-Hadi, and to have no idea what it means. And to have to memorize these names, this is the beginning. And then to know what they mean. To know what they mean, yani to know what these names mean and the attributes that they have, and the attributes yani that is attained that they indicate, and then likewise to believe in that, yani in the manner that has been prescribed, without distorting the meanings of these names, or without denying these attributes, and without changing them or likening them to the creation whatsoever, and likewise without asking how. يعني ليس كمثله شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. يعني this is something established with regards to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We need to believe in them properly, and then to worship Allah by way of them, Whoever does this, then he enters paradise. The Shaykh, he says, in paradise, no one enters the paradise except for the believers. So to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla by way of these names and attributes. And he means to make dua. يعني ولله الأسماء الحسنى فدعوه بها. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فدعوه بها. And the most beautiful names belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore, call on Him by way of them. So this ta'abbud, that he's referring to, لله بهذه الأسماء الحسنى, and he is referring to this affair of a dua, dua al-mas'ala wa dua al-ibadah. Du'a al-mas'ala wa du'a al-ibadah. Yani to call on Allah first and foremost by these names. A person, he's in danger and he needs help. He will call on Allah by the names of power and strength, and also for his help, seeking his help and calling on him like this, that anta waliyi. Calling on him by these names like this. And ya aziz. And if someone is weak, ya qawi, qawini. The one who is all strong and powerful, strengthen me. The one who is weak and he needs strength, he will ask Al Aziz to give him izza and might, and Al Qawi to give him quwwah, and the likes like this in this manner. And if he's seeking for mercy, he will call on Allah Azza wa Jal by Ar Rahman, Ar Rahim, and the names of mercy. And if he's looking for bounties and blessings, then the likes like this, he's asking for some affairs of the worldly life or the hereafter, he'll call on Allah Azza wa Jalla by these names like this, like Al-Kareem and Al-Mannan and Al-Wahhab and the likes like this. And he will call on Allah like this. A person, if he's down and out, he will call on Allah and ask him by his beautiful names, Al-Latif and Al-Halim and Al-Azim, like this, like in Dua Al-Karb. So on and so forth. So whatever situation a believer finds himself in, he's seeking forgiveness, he'll call on Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Al-Afu. And if he's seeking for Tawbah, he'll call on him, yeah, Tawwab. And he will ask for his request in this manner. So this is what it means to worship Allah by these names. This is what it means to worship Allah Azza wa Jal by these names, to mention these names that are suitable for that which a believer is requesting, asking for, and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very beautiful way to draw near to Allah. This is a very, very beautiful and beneficial way to draw near to Allah. Whenever the heart and the tongue is coinciding in this affair, calling on Allah by these names and knowing what they mean, and knowing what they mean, a person, for example, he knows that Allah, He is Ar-Rabb, and He is the one who has the Rububiyyah, and He is the one who has the Lordship, and He is the Creator and the Provider and the Sustainer, and nothing happens in His kingdom except with His permission, and He is the one who has ultimate authority and command, and that which He commands is good, and that which He prohibits is evil, and the likes like this, then a believer, he will comply to the commands of Allah. He will comply to the commands of Allah, believing in Him, that He is the Lord and He knows best. He's the Creator. He's the Creator and He knows best what's good for His creation. Therefore, the legislation is beneficial for me and for you. So therefore, we'll comply to that, believing in these names. And likewise, in the fact that He knows that Allah, He's the Rabb. He is the Lord. Nothing happens except with His permission. There's no good. There's no good. No one can bring any benefit except by the permission of Allah, nor any harm, removing that, except by the permission of Allah. So this will increase the believer in the worship of at-tawakkul, and putting his trust and his faith in Allah, and putting his reliance in Allah, and seeking the help and the aid of Allah. And if he's afraid, he'll seek refuge with Allah. If he's in dire need, he'll seek al-ghawth from Allah, istighatha. So he will worship Allah based upon that, because he knows that Allah, He's the Rabb. He knows that Allah, He's the Khaliq. He knows that Allah, He's the Malik. Malikul Mulk, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing happens except with His permission. And the izzah is in His hands, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then a believer, he will attach his heart to the Rabb and not to the Marbub, to the Creator and not to the Makhluk, to the Khaliq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he based upon knowing Allah from this beautiful name, beautiful name. And this is a secret that people have not as mentioned from them, Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah. Why the majority of the supplications of the prophets, they begin like this, Ya Rabb, Rabbana, Rabbi, like this. They Rabbana atina fi dunya, the supplications in the Quran, the supplications of the prophets in the Quran, Ibrahim and the likes, and Musa and Isa and the likes, whenever they called on Allah many times in the Quran, they first called on Allah by this name, Rabb, Rabbi, Rabbana, Rabbi, like this. And because of that understanding, then Allah, He is the one who cultivates and raises. And everything is in the command and in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And nothing can happen except with His permission. And they know this, so they called on Him by this name. They called on Him by this name, like this. So this is from calling on Allah Azza wa Jal, yani, and by His names. So learning these names and worshipping Allah like this, this is what He's intending. Rahimahullah, Rahimahullah. But also, what is included as well is dua al-ibadah. To worship Allah based upon the knowledge of these names. For example, the one that knows Allah, that Allah is As-Sami' Al-Basir Al-Alim La Takhfa Alayhi Khafiyah Alimun Bidhati Sudur, that Allah, He hears all things and He sees all things. Nothing is hidden from Him. Nothing is hidden from Him. He knows what's in the breast of mankind. Nothing is hidden from Him. He knows that which is hidden and that which is even more than that, subhanahu ya'lamu sirra wa akhfa. He knows that which is private and that which is even more hidden. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. You can't hide from Him. You can't hide from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't hide from Him. You can't flee from Him. You can't run from Him. You can't get away from Him. Wa nadhalanna allan nu'jiza Allaha fil ardi wa la nu'jizahu haraba. Allahu Akbar. Even the jinn, they know this. And this is from Iman, those believing jinn. Where that we know for sure that we can never flee or run from Allah. There's no way. There's no way. So a believer, he will realize this, and now he will be ashamed and shy to disobey Allah and His kingdom while he's watching him with his blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, he'll worship Allah. He'll remember that Allah can hear me when I'm with my brothers in the masjid, and He can hear me when I'm in my bedroom by myself. He can hear me whenever I'm at work with the kafir. He can hear me whenever I'm here and whenever I'm there. He can see me whenever the lights are on and when the lights are off. And I couldn't pull the covers over my head, and now He cannot see me. وَلِيَعْدِ بِاللَّهِ, He can see, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is close and that which is far, the same. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he'll worship Allah based upon that knowledge, and he'll be shy from Him. He will avoid disobeying Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will avoid disobeying Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that if Allah, he believes in that Allah, He is the all-hearing, and that He can hear everything, then he will avoid saying anything with his tongue that would displease Allah. And if Allah, He can see him, And he's the all-seeing. Then a believer, he would avoid being somewhere where Allah would be angry seeing him there. Or not being somewhere he's supposed to be, that by leaving that, Allah will be angry with him. And you have a person, whenever the prayer comes, then he's supposed to pray. And the fact that a person didn't pray, now this is exposing himself to the anger of Allah. So the believer who remembers that Allah can see him, you can hide from your mother, for example, for the youth, you can hide from your mother and or your father that you didn't pray, but you can't hide from Allah. You can't hide from Allah. So that's why we don't run from Allah, we run to Allah. And that's what this knowledge leads to. This knowledge leads to a person to flee to Allah. The knowledge of Allah and His names and His attributes and His greatness and His majesty and His mercy and His kindness and His severe punishment for those who disobey Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, causes a person to flee to Him. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So this is what the people of knowledge, they mentioned, the Salaf, they would say, مَنْ كَانَ بِاللَّهِ أَعْرَفْ كَانَ مِنْهُ أَخْوَفْ. That the one who has more knowledge about Allah, he would fear Him even more. The one who has more knowledge about Allah, he would fear Him even more. وَكَانَ لِعِبَادَتِهِ أَطْلَبْ وَأَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ أَبْعَدْ. And at this time likewise, whenever he becomes knowledgeable of Allah, then he would fear Allah. So therefore he would seek to worship Him even more. And he's drawing close to Him, so that he would have His mercy and not His anger. And likewise, he'll be further away from his disobedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fruit of that, that's iman. And this is what would happen. The one who has this knowledge, it would increase him in iman. So therefore he will seek nearness to Allah. He will flee to Allah, he will run to Allah with obedience and with submission and with humbleness and with humility and with compliance and into his commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is intended, to memorize these names and to learn their meanings and to worship and to believe in them. And to believe in them and to worship Allah Azza wa Jal accordingly. And to worship Allah Azza wa Jal accordingly. So he says, فَعُلِمَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ أَعْظَمُ يَنْبُوعٍ وَمَادَّةٍ لِحُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ وَقُوَّتِهِ وَثَبَاتِهِ وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى هِيَ أَصْلُ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِيمَانُ يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهَا. He says now, rahimahullah, so now it's known from this, that this is the greatest source and spring, and the greatest source for obtaining the faith. This is the greatest source for obtaining the faith and strengthening it and for it to be firm. And he says, rahimahullah, so knowing the beautiful names of Allah is the foundation of faith. It's the foundation of al-Iman. Because the foundation of al-Iman is al-Imanu billah, to believe in Allah. And from the belief in Allah is believing in His beautiful names and attributes. And His beautiful names and attributes. So he says, al-Imanu yarji'u ilayha. Wal iman yarji'u ilayha. And the faith, all of it goes back to this principle. Goes back to this principle. So he says, فَمَعْرِفَتُهَا تَتَضَّمَّنُ أَنْوَاعَ التَّوْحِيدَ الثَّلَاثَ تُوحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَتُوحِيدُ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ وَتُوحِيدُ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْوَاعُ هِيَ رُوحُ الْإِيمَانِ وَرَوْحُهُ وَأَصْلُهُ وَغَايَتُهُ فَكُلُّ مَا ازْدَادَ الْعَبْدُ مَعْرِفَةً بِأَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ ازْدَادَ إِيمَانُهُ وَقَوِيَ يَقِينُهُ. So he says, so therefore knowing these beautiful names, this includes the three aspects of التوحيد. The tawheed of his lordship, his rububiyyah, and likewise the tawheed of his divinity and right to be worshipped alone, al-ilahiyyah, and the tawheed of his beautiful names and attributes, al-asma'i wa sifat. He says, this is the soul of faith. This is the life of al-iman. And this is the essence of al-iman. And this is the foundation and the intent of faith. This is the foundation of faith and the intent of faith. What is intended, what it leads to this affair, believing in Allah. So whenever a person, he increases in this understanding and awareness of the names of Allah and His attributes, he would increase in faith, and his certainty will strengthen. His certainty will strengthen, or he will strengthen in certainty. He will strengthen in certainty. So whenever a believer, thinks and ponders over the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will put his trust and reliance upon Allah. And he will take the means that Allah has legislated for him. And likewise, whenever a believer, he remembers that Allah is all-hearing and all-seeing and all-knowing and the likes like this, he will fear Allah. And this would lead to him to be shy, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, if he ponders over the attributes that Allah is the most gracious and the most merciful, and He's the most kind and He's the most forgiving, and He's the most just, and He's the most gentle, and He's the most pardoning, the one who often accepts the repentance, then he would hope in Allah. He would hope in Allah. The one who thinks about the attributes of like Al Ihsan, he's the Al Muhsin, and he's Al Razaq, and he's Al Mannan, the one who's bestowing the bounties, and he is so kind to the slaves, and he gives and he gives and he provides. Then a believer will hope and want the mercy and the good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this yani is increasing the actions of the heart. Increasing the actions of the heart, which is from Al Iman. It's from Al Iman. It's from Al Iman. So in this manner the Iman increases. The Iman increases by knowing Allah. By knowing Allah. This is the purpose of the creation, to know Allah and to worship Him. To know Allah and to worship Him. So he says, فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِي أَنْ يَبْذُولَ مَقْدُورَهُ وَمُسْتَطَاعَهُ فِي مَعْرِفَةِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ. So it is incumbent for the believer to give his greatest ability, yani all of his ability, all of his efforts and ability to understand the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And again, that this is something that is a blessing from Allah, but indeed it takes sacrifice and efforts. It takes efforts and time and learning and diligence. And he's saying it's incumbent for a believer to give his great effort, his greatest effort, and all of his ability to learn these names of Allah and His attributes. وَتَكُونَ مَعْرِفَتُهُ سَلِمَةً وَتَكُونُ مَعْرِفَتُهُ سَلِمَةً مِنْ دَاءِ التَّعْطِيلِ وَمِنْ دَاءِ التَّمْثِيلِ أَلَذَيْنِ يُبْتُولِيَ بِهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ الْمُخَالِفَةِ لِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, and likewise, and he advising in the end of this point here, that this understanding, the understanding of these names and attributes, it must be safe and free. Free from the disease of at-ta'thil, and likewise the disease of at-tamthil. At-ta'thil means to deny the attributes, and at-tamthil means to liken them to the creation. So believing in these names and attributes and understanding them and knowing them must be free from these affairs, and understanding them properly without denying them in any manner whatsoever, and without likening them to the creation whatsoever likewise. And he's saying that these two great diseases here, and many of the people of innovation who are in opposition to that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, they've been tried by these affairs. They've been tried by these affairs. And they deny the names and attributes of Allah azza wa jal with their intellects and their minds. And the likes like this, where they liken them to the creation, and this will lead them to distort the meanings. Or they cannot understand these names and attributes except for in the manner that they are ascribed to the creation. So therefore, they believe that there is a resemblance to the creation, and therefore they distort the meaning, or they deny the attribute altogether and the likes like this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not resemble His creation whatsoever. He does not resemble His creation whatsoever. So He sees but not like the creation at all in any manner. And He hears but not like the creation at all in any manner. In any manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So He affirmed for Himself that He hears and He sees, but also He negated from Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's anything like Him. So this is the case with all of the attributes. This is the case with all of the attributes of believer. He will not deny any of them. And no doubt the one who knows best about Allah and His attributes is He Himself. And the best, and the one from the creation who knows the best about Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how could a believer ever deny something that Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, affirmed? Or how could they ever affirm something, any for Allah azza wa jal, that Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had negated. So this is the point that he's making here, rahimahullah. He says, بَلْ تُكُونُ الْمَعْرِفَةُ مُتَلَقَاتًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَمَا رُوِيَ عَنِ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ لَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ فَهَذِهِ الْمَعْرِفَةُ النَّافِعَةُ الَّتِي لَا يَزَالُ صَاحِبُهَا فِي زِيَادَةٍ فِي إِيمَانِهِ وَقُوَّةٍ فِي يَقِينِهِ وَطُمَأْنِينَةٍ فِي أَحْوَالِهِ. He said, but rather, the knowledge that a person should have of these names and attributes must be taken from the book and from the sunnah, and likewise derived from that which is narrated from the companions and from those who followed them in the best manner. And this is the beneficial knowledge. This is the beneficial understanding that the one who has it, he will continue and constantly be an increase in faith and strengthening in his certainty. The one who understands these names and attributes properly, it will be a means for him to constantly be increasing in faith and strengthening his certainty, and having submissiveness and humbleness and tranquility and peacefulness in every or in all of his circumstances. In all of his circumstances. So this is number one. And the detail means to strengthen the faith, is to know Allah Azza wa Jal, to obtain the faith and to strengthen it and to make it firm and strong and to keep it clean and pure, only by knowing Allah Azza wa Jalla in this manner, knowing His names and attributes and understanding what they mean and require and believing in them and complying to that which this necessitates and requires, therefore worshipping Allah by way of them, calling on Him by these names and asking Him by these names, and likewise worshipping Him by what these names require and necessitate. What these names require and necessitate, like this. Number two, he says, وَمِنْهَا, and he from the detailed means of increasing the faith, تَدَبُّرْ الْقُرْآنِ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْعُمُومِ فَإِنَّ الْمُتَدَبِّرَ لَا يَزَالُ يَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ عُلُومِ الْقُرْآنِ وَمَعَارِفِهِ مَا يَزْدَادُ بِهِ إِيمَانًا كما قال تعالى وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So also from the detailed means to increase the faith is to ponder and to reflect over the Qur'an. Yani in a general manner. In a general manner. To ponder and to reflect over the Qur'an in a general manner. And he says, because verily the one who is pondering and reflecting over the Qur'an, he will continue always to benefit from the sciences of the Qur'an and from the knowledge that is found therein. And he would increase in faith by way of it. He would increase in faith by way of it. The more the believer he learns about the fundamentals of the deen and the foundations of faith and the halal and the haram and the affairs of creed and the likes like this, and then after this reading the Quran and reflecting over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is from the greatest means to increase in faith. From the greatest means to increase in faith. He says, just as Allah, he mentioned about the believers, the meaning of which is that whenever His verses are recited to them, they increase in faith. And they put their trust and reliance upon their Lord alone. They put all of their trust and reliance upon their Lord alone. So this is the case of a believer. Whenever he hears the verses of Allah recited, he would increase in faith. His faith will strengthen. His faith will strengthen and become firm. So he says, وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا نَظَرَ فِي انْتِظَامِهِ وَإِحْكَامِهِ وَأَنُّهُ يُصَدِّقُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا يُوَافِقُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا ليس فيه تناقض ولا اختلاف تيقن أنه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. He says, رحمه الله تعالى, and likewise, if a person were to look, and he to look and to reflect, and to ponder over the way the Quran is precise, and it's mastered in the most beautiful way, and its composition, and how one portion will testify to the truthfulness of another portion, and one portion of the Quran will mention one thing and another portion will clarify that in more detail, and the likes like this, verifying one portion will mention something and another portion in the Quran will verify that and clarify that and bring details to that, and how the Quran is all in accordance with what one portion is in accordance with the other portion, and there's no conflict and there's no contradiction in it whatsoever, and there's no differing in it. And the one who does this, then he will reach certainty. He will reach certainty that the Quran is revelation from the All Wise and the All Praiseworthy. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. And that no falsehood can come to this book, to this Quran, not in front of it, nor from behind it. And this is the result that one will reach from reflecting and pondering over the verses of Allah. But again, in order to ponder over the verses of Allah, a believer, he should have some fundamental knowledge of the usul al-iman, or usul al-islam, and have the proper creed and the likes like this in order to benefit and to reflect properly. In order to be able to benefit and to reflect properly. The Quran is a cure. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا And we reveal the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. So the people of faith and the people of sound belief, the Quran is a cure for them from every disease. Diseases of the heart specifically. Diseases of the heart and the soul specifically. And likewise, diseases of the body as well. For those who believe, and it's a mercy for them. And so to have fundamental knowledge is from the greatest means, and specifically of the names and attributes, and likewise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of Al-Islam in general, And then from this knowledge, this is what the Quran is establishing. This is what the Quran is clarifying. Clarifying belief in Allah. Clarifying belief in the angels. It's talking about this. And this affair is being established in numerous ways. In many different aspects. In many different contexts. And the way of the recitation, it changes from chapter to chapter. Or from period to period. And sometimes the verses are long and they flow in a easy manner. Other times they're short and quick and powerful. And the likes like this. And different means that the Quran is revealed in. And the one who reflects over these affairs, along with understanding the principles of the religion, he will benefit and increase in faith. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And as for the oppressors, those who disbelieve in it, then it is nothing but loss for them. It is nothing but loss for them. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He leads away. He leads astray many people by way of the Quran, and others He guides by way of it. And those who believe in it and follow it, it's a guidance for them. But those who disbelieve in it, it's a means for misguidance for them. They will increase in disbelief. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. For this reason, Qatada rahimahullah, he said, مَا جَالَسَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا قَامَ مِنْهُ بِزِيَادَةٍ وَنُقْصَانٍ. That nobody sat with this Qur'an, and he's studying it, except for whenever he's finished, he will leave, and he increased in faith, or he has decreased in faith. And so the person who believes in it, he's going to listen to it and increase in faith. And the one who disbelieves in it, or has doubts about it, then he will listen to it, and he will decrease in faith. And he would increase in misguidance. He would increase in misguidance. Now, because the Qur'an is revelation from Allah. So the one to benefit, the one who hopes to benefit, he should believe in it. He should believe in it and understand and strive to understand it. As for those who disbelieve in it, then it will increase them in misguidance. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So he says, and he continuing this affair, وَأَنَّهُ لَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَا وُجِدَ فِيهِ مِنَ التَّنَاقُضِ وَالِاخْتِلَافِ أُمُورٌ كَثِيرًا. And if this Quran had been from other than Allah, then there would have been found great conflict and differing, any contradictions, any many affairs like this. قَالَ تَعَالَى أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in the Qur'an that do they not ponder and reflect over the Qur'an? And had it been from other than Allah, then they would have found much differing and contradiction therein. That if it had been from other than Allah, then they would have found much differing and contradiction therein. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ مُقَوِّمَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, this is from the greatest means to strengthen the faith. وَيُقَوِّهِ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ كَثِيرًا. وَيُقَوِّهِ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ كَثِيرًا. And it strengthens him from many aspects. It strengthens the faith from many aspects. فَالْمُؤْمِنُ بِمُجَرَّدِ مَا يَتْلُو آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَعْرِفُ مَا دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَخْبَارِ الصَّادِقَةِ وَالْأَحْكَامِ الْحَسَنَةِ يَحْصُلُ لَهُ مِنْ أُمُورِ الْإِيمَانِ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ. So he says, a believer, just by simply reciting the book of Allah, just by simply reciting the book of Allah and knowing what it indicates from the truthful information and knowledge that is found there, and the beautiful and good rulings that are found likewise, this will be a means for him to increase, that things will occur for his faith, yani many, or much goodness will occur, and many affairs from goodness will occur for his faith. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, the believer, just by simply reciting the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal and knowing that which it indicates, and knowing the meanings and that which is contained from the truthful information, and the good and beautiful rulings and regulations, then he will obtain from the affairs of faith a great goodness and an abundance of good. An abundance of good. So he says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَحْسَنَ تَأْمُلُهُ. So then how about if he was to master pondering over it, or to reflect upon it in a beautiful manner? And just by simply reading it in this manner, a believer who has general knowledge of it, and he reflects over the Qur'an by understanding that which is found therein is truthful, this information is all truth and beneficial, and likewise the regulations and the rulings and the limits that are mentioned therein is the most beautiful and the best, and he would increase in faith and have much good. Then how about if he were to really ponder and to reflect and to think deeply? To really ponder and to reflect and bring his heart to life whenever the Qur'an is being recited. He says, وَفَهِمَ مَقَاصِدُهُ وَأَسْرَارُهُ. And at the same time, he understands the intents and the secrets that are found in the Quran. And he, by understanding those principles, he said, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكُمَّلْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. And because of this, those complete believers, those believers who had completed their faith, they say, O our Lord, verily we have heard a caller calling to Al-Iman, and we believe. And calling to Al-Iman, saying that, oh, you should believe in your Lord. You must believe in your Lord. And we have believed. And we have believed. Who is that caller? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَا. Oh, our Lord, verily we have heard a caller calling to faith, proclaiming to believe in your Lord, and verily we have believed. No doubt the Quran is calling to believe in Allah, but Allah knows best the caller. Here is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a beautiful closing of this point and beginning the third point. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَعْرِفَةُ أَحَادِيثِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And likewise, from those detailed means to increase in faith is to know the narrations of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the caller who called to faith. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. And why do you not believe in your Lord, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is calling you to believe in your Lord? Is calling you to believe in your Lord. This is also a very beneficial point. You need to have knowledge of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where are the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found at? We go back to the previous. We want to ponder over the signs of Allah. So where are the signs of Allah found at? In the Quran, and in the Sunnah, and in the creation. In the creation. So if you want to strengthen our faith by pondering over the ayat of Allah, we look into the Quran in the manner that has preceded, looking likewise into the Sunnah. This is what he's mentioning now in detail, and likewise looking into the creation. He said bi ikhtilafi anwa'iha, in the creation, the universal signs in your fingers, in your joints, in your stomach, in the womb of a woman, in the chicken and the egg, the food that we eat. فَلْيَنْظُرْ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ أَنَّ صَبَبَنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ ثُمَّ شَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّ فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا هَبَّ. This is an amazing affair. And this is an amazing affair. And before that, Allah summarized the life of the human being and mentioned that he's ungrateful. SubhanAllah. So these verses here are calling, these recited verses, these ayat matlu are calling to look at the ayat al-mashhuda, al-kawniyya. So that's this aspect here. Now he's talking about also from the means to increase in faith is to have knowledge of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we know where to look for the ayat of Allah. What about for the signs in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where will we look now? Huh? Ahsant, in the Sunnah. We'll be like the Shaykh. We have the general and the detail. The general answer and the detailed answer. The general answer is in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The detailed answer? That's part of the general. No, the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's saying we can increase in faith by having knowledge of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khalas, where are these narrations at?
Oh,
Bukhari and Muslim. Kutub al-Sittah. Hadha wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.